Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Atlanta Thrashers Radio Network pregame show. I'm John Kincaid, and I'm joined by, it's the blind leading the blind tonight, Scotty Farrell, the voice of the Thrashers. Here's the eye chart, Scotty. Can you read this?
No.
He can't read it.
I went to go home last night after my surgery, and I pulled into Kamal's driveway.
Oh, that's an awful thing.
I thought I was in my neck of the woods in Smyrna, and
so
I
you saw
up.
Dan in his 90, and then it was all over.
He actually goes to bed nude, which is an incredible
thing.
That's
awful. Thing. Let me tell you this. We have a long-distance listener who sent me a very long email, and I wanted to share it with you. His name's
that thing's like War. War and Peace.
His name's Marco Matta, and we got to say hello to Marco. He listens to every game. 21-year-old guy listens to every game, pre, post, all the broadcast on the internet.
Doesn't everybody?
Loves Le Grand Camaleon.
Doesn't he love
absolutely.
JK Hockey?
He likes that too, and he checked it out, and he is a big fan of the Thrashers, and he writes an article on every game just by listening to our broadcast.
Well, let's give this guy a
Well, let's put it this way, Scotty. There better be a win for Marco tonight.
Well, because the way they played against Montreal, why not?
Well, this team needs to give up less chances to Pittsburgh, because if Pittsburgh gets 49 shots on goal, they might have 20 goals.
Did you see when Eric Weinreich broke his foot? I didn't even see that happen.
No, I didn't see it happen either.
He must have played with it broken, like Mark Recchi. Remember that?
A lot of people
can
watch
you on the big screen.
No, we don't have to watch
you. Yeah,
we
do. I like your shirt tonight.
We don't. I do. It's a very Who Wants to Be a Millionaire-ish shirt.
It is.
You think there's a win tonight?
I think you're a millionaire. I think that they can beat Pittsburgh. We owe them on that overtime game. Yager DeLang really upset me. Let's, dole back the favor.
Gift wrapped. That was a gift wrapped victory.
I might be awful tonight calling the game. I can't see. But I did enjoy, and I will enjoy, having the LASIK surgery. I think it was really cool. The dude that did it was real cool. A lot of fun. It was different. It was unique. It was bizarre. But it takes a couple of days to get over it. So I'm basically, I ran into three walls today, and I've been living at Kamal's house, and his wife hates me.
Well, say something to Marco. Say something to Marco in Italian.
Marco, you're just a huge fan, and I dig you over there in Italy. Let's just chug Chianti and eat pasta until we're sick, and then we'll walk down the street limping.
Scotty, have a great broadcast. Scott Farrell and Dan Kamal next. I'm John Kincaid. This is the Atlanta Thrashers Radio Network.
Once again, good evening, everyone. That was Keith Adams with our national anthem as we get set for the fourth and final meeting with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Thrashers just 1 point. That was the overtime loss that Scotty Farrell and John Kincaid were discussing in the pregame show. Robert Lang with the game winner there. He and Jagr both with 5 points leading Pittsburgh against Atlanta. Off the bench, into the booth. A little wobbly after surgery, but soon going to be seeing the world in a whole different light. It is Scotty Farrell.
I've already picked a fight tonight with the Penguins radio announcers, Bob Erie and those guys, go ahead. See, they're already giving me flack over there.
Ooh, he may be Erie. Young guys, they do get Erie. Oh.
You know how they make fun of the refs for being blind?
I can't believe they would do that.
Well, what's the difference between being blind on the air for me and the cigar smoke in the building here again tonight after the pyrotechnics?
Yeah, what the heck? I'm in the same boat.
I need my buddies in here tonight that are blind that helped me out doing that game. Here's the Thrashers off of the faceoff as we start it up. Here at Phillips, the Penguins and Thrashers on the Thrasher Radio Network. Good to have you with us on a pain-free Friday. Andrew Brunette behind Aubin, centering for Gallant up in the right circle. Shot goes in. I think it was kicked in.
It was.
And they're going to argue that one.
I don't.
That thing was kicked in like Jan Stenerud.
I think you're seeing better, actually, Scotty.
They're going to review that. I mean, that thing had to have been kicked in.
At least from this perspective. Now, the only thing they can say is it was unintentional, but it looked like there was a follow-through by Dean Sylvester. If it stands, which I doubt, it will come at 25 seconds.
No way.
No go.
The bottom line is this, is that at least the fans are out of their seats.
Yeah.
Nice shot by Galanov. He no more got his stick on that than there is no way that that's a goal.
Well, you know, it's okay if the puck goes off your ankle, but it's not okay if you intentionally direct it with your skate, which is exactly what Dean Sylvester
did.
But it's good to see Sylvester around the net.
His stick was up in the air. He could have gotten called.
Well, it was being held, actually. No goal.
Are they booing my outfit?
I think so.
Here's Jani Laganen. For the Penguins on the left wing, busting into the Atlanta zone, a shot, and Rhodes kicks it into the left wing corner. Up to the point, Yuri Slager kept it in. Now Don McKelly in front of the Atlanta bench turns it over. Jagerschlager tips it back to Yuri Slager. Slager had a huge goal in that Ranger game, Dan. They were down 4-3. They won it 5-4 on his game winner. And since that game, you know, this team has stayed right in the thick of that playoff chase. Buffalo last night bounced Montreal out. There's a turnover, Garpenloff. Oh, he gets rammed into the Penguin bench boards over there. Here's Donovan, a shot off, and made a tough save, sliding at a weird angle. And the Penguins will pick it up. Baranek, who came over from Edmonton in the deal for Jamon Titov. In front, a shot off, Band makes the save. Oh, they get another chance, and he, and now the sticks are swinging, and bodies are flying all over the place in the crease. Donovan's livid. Carlson had a chance.
There was
the
a
shot.
Missed defensive assignment there. The defenseman reading pass opened up the lane for Carlson to step right in on the left wing side. Now, it wasn't a great angle, but a pretty good scoring chance nonetheless.
I love having Donovan back in the lineup and the speed that he brings and the Audet goal scoring that he's brought from Lipstick City, LA, and Kaberle's point play and defensive work in his own end. I got to tell you, it's made this hockey team more exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Dan, you've spilled over everything.
Oh, the humanity.
What did you spill,
just
coffee?
A tiny little drop.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, did you know singles night is coming up March 29th?
Singles night?
Singles night here at the Hub. $19 tickets. And I'm thinking you and I should come up with the 10 best pickup lines at a hockey game.
I agree. And
like,
I think
is that a
wakeboard
in your...
We also need to get John Kincaid married. We need to just get him married. You know, I'm sick of him coming up here with double dates and stuff.
Yeah.
He brings two women. He dates two at once. The face-off to the right of Jean-Sébastien Lambert, the Pittsburgh goalie. Trombley at the left point. Slager's in the penalty box. The power-tell power play coming up. Radina gets it ahead to Straka on his backhand. He shoots it, scores shorthanded. Oh, Marty Straka comes up big time going the other way from Radina. And that is a big breakdown on the power play, a turnover in their own end. They cruise down ice. I can't even believe he got the shot off, Dan, holding it on his backhand the entire way in.
Great speed. And it all started when Donald Odette, Yuri Slager, had gone into the box. And Donald Odette mishandled the puck at the left point. And when it ultimately came through the middle to Straka, he used his speed and beat Damian Rhodes at 1:29. And after getting off to a terrific start, Thrashers give up a very discouraging type of goal.
All right, so they still have the power play, so let's get it on. Audet had it, turns it over to Straka. I'll tell you what, Straka carried it on his backhand all the way to the right faceoff circle, and he just lifted it off of the ice about a foot, and it burned Rhodes. Puck into the right wing corner. Now it's cleared by the Penguins down toward Damian Rhodes. Tremblay back to get it. We're in the first period, just a couple of minutes in, and the Penguins lead it already. 1-0 on a shorthanded goal by Marty Straka. It was from Rodina. Here's Tremblay carrying it over the logo at center ice, over the blue line. Looks on the right wing, Sylvester's got a chance. Save made, oh, man, they got bodies flying down there. Janssen went flying down in front of the doorstep for Pittsburgh. Hans Janssen. Now here's Kovalev giving it up to Baranek, and he'll clear. 35 seconds left on the power play for Atlanta. They're down 1-0.
13th shorthanded goal yielded by Atlanta this year.
Ferraro centered into the right wing corner. Sylvester couldn't pick it up. Kovalev does. Oh, and he got a stick up high. Penalty coming up here on the Thrashers. And the bottom line is now they can be in trouble. They give up the shorthanded goal. They don't score on the power play, Dan, and now you give them the man advantage. The stick got up near the eye.
It did. The high stick will come at 3:05, and it is Dean Sylvester who's done a terrific job creating opportunities in the first few minutes here. Thrashers, one of the next steps they need to take as a franchise, Scott, is to be able to rebound from a discouraging goal or a turn of events in a game that seemed to be deflating. And tonight would be a good time to start. High sticking 3:05. Sylvester, John Kincaid's downstairs.
You know, Dan, speaking to Kurt Frazier this morning, it's funny. The start wasn't what he was worried about. After seeing this team play Pittsburgh three times this year and being outscored 6-1 in the third periods, he said, let's just make sure we have a close game in the third, and this time, don't give it away.
Well, yeah. This penalty kill is very important. I agree with Scotty. You know, they don't want to go down 2-0 right now early in the game. Then, you know, then they'll start thinking about the fact that, oh, man, we're playing our fourth game in six nights. And, you know, that can become a mental thing. Thrashers came out of the gate really strongly in this one. They need to just maintain that.
Sylvester kicked in a goal. It was disallowed. The Penguins get the shorthander from Straka. It's 1-0. I'm surprised, frankly, that Rhodes didn't stop that puck. I didn't think he got anything on it.
Those backhanders are
I think it was just
tough.
That he lifted it a foot off the ice was the key to the goal. If it was along the ice surface, he would have made the stick save. Jágr in his own end.
I'm impressed with Straka's speed that he was able to bust through and get a shot away.
Tell me you wouldn't take Straka in a heartbeat. Jágr on the right wing, he'll carry it over the line. He's guarded closely. They get in deep. Varenka turned it over. Joseph Baranek over to Rodina in the corner. Now Jágr along the far wall at the right wing circle. Penguins lead it 1-0. He shoots, save Rhodes. Baranek tapped it back for Jágr. Thrashers are going to go the other way. Now they've got a chance. Stable and developing one with Garpenlov, a 2-on-1 mini, but they get back a shot off. Band makes the save. Stable and fired it. Now he gets another chance with fans on it on the doorstep. And they got him trapped in deep, and a nice play on the logo by Maxim Galanov to keep it from developing for Pittsburgh. Kovalev onto the right wing for Jágr. He brings it back, but turns it over to Andy Carlson flying down the left wing. Arnaby back digging with him. Carlson in deep in the left circle on the back end. Shoots it, but it was blocked in front between the circles. Arnaby the other way with Kovalev on the right wing. 35 left on the power play for Pittsburgh. Jágr now top of the right circle. Centering his shot wide. Jágr picks it up for over in the right circle again. Barnaby beneath the goal line. Goes cross-ice feed. Kovalev left circle. Shot it off the glass high. What a cannon. And the penalty will expire in 20 to Dean Sylvester. Kovalev had it, turned it over in the neutral zone. Matthew Barnaby with it. 1-0 Pittsburgh. Jágr on the right wing. Ahead for Barnaby. Back to Jágr. Top of the right circle. In. Shot. Rhodes save. Loose in front. Rhodes can't get it. It's on the ice. And it goes up to the right point and out to center ice. So Sylvester makes it 5-on-5 as he leaves the penalty box. Dan, they killed it off. You didn't want to get down 2-0 there.
You know, I'm impressed that Rhodes came back with a couple of big stops against Jágr, who just gave the puck away.
in front between the circles, knocked out again. Hans Janssen got it out to center ice. 1-0 Penguins. Kaberle has it for Atlanta. Onto the right wing for Audet. Trying to find Dama Kelly. Down to the goal line. He'll go around the net. Other side. Backhander. Aubin made the easy save, and he gets the whistle.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, this team, if you think about it, Pittsburgh traded just about everybody away. Yeah. Jeremy Titov, Brad Wawrinka, Tom Barrasso. I mean, look at all those deals they made.
I think the Penguins as a group are happy with the room right now. Titov was going to be an unrestricted free agent. Remember, he was accused of those scathing comments in the Czech Republic against Herb Brooks. So you knew that was a matter of time, particularly with the contract.
Huge numbers, though. How do you give this guy those type of – I mean, you give up that type of numbers for, you know, Baranek's numbers? I don't do it, but they just didn't like his attitude, evidently. Puck taken out by Pittsburgh. Straka dumped it back into his own end. He get it ahead on the right wing. Morozov tried to pick it up. Into the right wing corner, picked up by Peter Busek. To Matt Johnson, they can't get it out of the zone. Denny Lambert does to Stapleton. He'll whip it into the left wing corner. Johnson chasing, Aubin's there first. Over to the far wall and out to center. Straka flying again with Busek on him. Brings it near side. He tried to get that Falloon thing going from Straka. Boy, Straka can pass, skate, score, do it all. And he's on the ice a ton. Denny Lambert digging with Busek. They get it ahead to Matt Johnson. 1-0 Pittsburgh here. A little over 13 and a half to go in the first period. Jani Laukkanen with it over the left wing and blue line. Shot in on Rhodes, and he eats it up and makes the save. We'll take a break. Penguins lead it on a shorthander from Straka. This is Atlanta Hockey on the Thrashers Radio Network. Perel with Dan Kamal and JK Hockey, John Kincaid at Phillips. 1-0 Penguins here. 13 and a half to go in the first. Rodino will draw against Andy Carlson to the right of Damian Rhodes. By the way, the Thrashers are going left to right here in the first period. Straka scored shorthanded, Dan, on a brilliant move. He just held it. A shot from the point, gloved by Rhodes. So Slager drives one from the right point, and Rhodes sees it. I like seeing how he responds after giving up a shorthanded goal. Where does he go from here?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Did you get a new watch?
I think he's been tough. No, I didn't know.
That's the same watch you've always worn?
Yeah, it's your new eyes.
Well, you've been hiding it under those nice, expensive shirts. What do you got for me?
Actually, next opportunity, right. Yuri Slager. I really like his game, too. He's got that offensive style from the back line.
Here's a draw again. Same to Carlson and Rodina. Rodina wins it in the slot. Baranek tried to spin, but Galanov was all over. Into the left wing corner. A chance now for Yuri Slager. He goes over to Jagr in the right wing corner beneath the goal line. Goes behind the net, near side now. Circling around, trying to fire it over for Baranek. He never saw it. It went through his legs. Garpenloff for Atlanta up the right wing for Donovan. Turned over. Baranek will poke it back in behind the net. Andy Carlson will pick it up. Oh, Jagr was in front, but Rhodes got a piece of it. Donovan the other way. Jani Laukkanen causes a traffic jam. Now Maxim Galanov has to chase one down to get Jagr's all over him. Galanov spins and goes up ice. Over the logo at center ice of the red line, fires it into the right wing corner, takes a big bounce. Yanni Laukkanen in there. He avoids Donovan, gets it up the left wing from Artie Straka. They've got numbers. Slager driving in with Robert Lang. Comes this way, near corner for Straka. He's beneath the goal line. Now he gets it over to Robert Lang. Look out here. Kovalev in front. Robert Lang on the doorstep. Side of the net, shoot, score. Robert Lang owns Atlanta. He scored the overtime winner here in their last visit, and he gives them a 2-0 lead. He carried it from behind the goal, came out near the right circle, and he had a big, fat screen from Alex Kovalev, and he just read it perfectly, held it long enough to get Kovalev to bother Rhodes, blocking Rhodes, and he burned him into the left corner, 2-0.
Just terrific job of cycling. Chris Tamer getting pretty much caught in nowhere land, and boy, Lang stepped out, and he had a lot of space and time, and that's what Pittsburgh will do to you. They'll use that net as a screen and circle, circle, circle till somebody gets free. And that's what happened. Thrashers were left with Coverley and Brunette trying to handle things down low. Goal comes at 7:44, and these Penguins, who are coming off an 8-2 win over the Islanders, are still on fire offensively.
Now Kovalev off the draw into the right wing. He's got some space around Busek. Beneath the goal line, around the net, near side, wrap around. He turned it over. Dean Sylvester skating now at Busek, but he passed it behind him. Straka got it ahead to Kovalev. Look out here. He goes in on the right wing over the blue line to the right wing circle beneath the goal line again. Looks like the same play, deja vu. Straka behind the net. He's got Kovalev in the left circle. Shot weak. Now it's Lang behind the net again. He turns it over to Dean Sylvester. Skate, baby, skate. Sylvester on the right wing with Ferraro and Brunette. Shot, score! Dean Sylvester with number 15 off of the right post. Tink, 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 tink. It's 2-1, and Atlanta's back within a goal. And he skated with it. He had options, Dan. What did he decide to do anyway?
He decided to drive it towards the net, but what happened is it hit Hans Janssen's stick, and that changed the course of the puck, and it caromed and went tink, tink off one post and off the crossbar and in. That is Dean Sylvester's first goal since January 31st, and it was against these Pittsburgh Penguins. 8:24 the time of Dean Sylvester's 15th goal of the year.
I'll tell you, he needed that one. Do you feel, Dan, that he's kind of been in a mini doghouse?
I would say so, yeah. But I don't know if you can call it a doghouse. I think there are things Kurt Frazier thinks he needs to do to skate at this level to be effective, and Dean still has to work on that.
Audet at center ice. Over to Donna Kelly. A shot in on Auban. Audet fanned on a rebound chance and kicked out toward it. Now offside called on Pittsburgh.
Unassisted
Steve
goal.
Leach. It's Jay Leach's brother, am I correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He scored in their last game. 8-1 that big. Was it 8-1 or 8-2?
8-2. 8-2 was the ultimate final there.
11:06 left here, Dan, in the first, and they needed that one, the Sylvester goal. Let's go to John Kincaid.
Hey, Pharrell, a lot of your Pittsburgh friends are in the house. There's even a big fat guy down here in an icy light shirt. Iron
him.
City Light?
Where
Does
is
Iron
he?
City make a light beer?
Where are you?
I am right down here at section 119.
That stuff is just clearly sickness juice.
But Iron City Light?
What do you mean? We have a can right there.
I know, but that's a good luck Stanley Cup back-to-back Stanley Cup, can. Don't right, you okay. dare touch it
all
either.
All right.
Kasparaitis off the draw. It's 2-1 Pittsburgh. Morozov has it at the left point, looking for some help from Ian Moran. It comes back out to Kasparaitis in the neutral zone. He goes over to Yanni Laukkanen. Now up ahead for Moran to Falloon at the left circle. In front for Moran, a nice speed from Patty Falloon.
Falloon should have cranked it.
Yeah, he should have. Benny Lambert the other way. Sylvester tried to find Staple to make that Matt Johnson. Now Moran ahead for Falloon. He'll dump it into the Atlanta zone. 10.5 to go here. Tamer plays it. Coberle will snag along the near wall. Going left to right. Up to Denny Lambert at the right point. Thrashers are going to make a mini line change. Lambert loses his stick. The ref picks it up. Now Busek taps for Tremblay. He's worked over by Moranek. Laukkanen will tap it back. And the Penguins send it down into the Atlanta zone again. 2-1 here, 10 minutes left in the first. Garpenlaw skating ahead with Donovan. He's got Carlson on the left wing, tries to find him. It kicked off of his skate. Donovan at the left faceoff circle, tries to go beneath the goal into the right wing corner. Carlson chases. He's not going to get there, though. Baranek did. Slager behind the Pittsburgh net. Aubanin goal all the way to our right. The Penguins are going right to left here in the opening period. They lead it 2-1. Hans Janssen sent it in offside. A couple of players were ahead of it. Let's take a break. Thrashers are back in it after the Sylvester 15th off the right post. Tink. This is Atlanta Hockey on the Thrashers Radio Network. You know what I need? I'm going to have Kincaid go to a section for me. I want him to bother a couple of people. I know two sections tonight. I'm going to send him on the road. We're going to make him work for a living. We're going to send him over to section 206. The faceoff to the left of Damian Rhodes. Tamer will collect it for Atlanta and get banged by Baranek into the end boards and glass. It's 2-1 Pittsburgh with 9 minutes left in the first. Jágr behind the net with Kaberle all over it. Lays it down for Baranek. Spins to the left face-off circle, left point. Kasparaitis goes down to Jágr. Tries to get it to Baranek. He's going to turn it over. Donovan will try to pick it up. Instead, it's Andy Carlson. Out ahead for Johan Garpenlof. He'll dump for Kaberle. He had trouble with it. Shoots it toward Aubin. Off the side of the net. A chance for Donovan. He's battling with Baranek behind the Pittsburgh goal. Boy, Baranek looks pretty quick with that stick. Donovan setting up Garpenlof. A weak shot goes into the right wing corner. Still down in the right wing corner. Garpenlof working hard. Banging with Baranek. Tamer at the right point. Can't control it. It jumps through center. Look out. Radina chasing it down. Kaberle will get there first. Frank Kaberle with it in his own end for Atlanta. Goes to his right to Tamer. 2-1, Pittsburgh, a shorthanded goal. Got him out of the gates first. And then Lang burned him on the doorstep. Leach whips one into the glove of Damian Rhodes. Busick will collect off the far wall. He can't get it past Slager. Leach will tap it down into the right wing corner. Busick again to collect for Atlanta. Off the glass, out to center ice. Here he's Slager. Now it's Leach again for Pittsburgh toward the Atlanta goal. Yannick Tremblay there to work it up the near boards. Ferraro had a chance to fly with it. He's got Brunette on the left wing. He'll lay it down for Busick. It looked like offside to me. It's offside.
It was
over the line. Yep. He dumped it back to Busick. He shot it in the goal, but this will be the second disallowed goal of the night, Dan, because you know it went over the line as well as I did.
It did.
That was the right idea by Andrew Brunette. But it just was an inch over because Busick couldn't get over the line in time. It was either the pass or the timing.
The only thing the Thrashers can hope for is that unsettles Oban a bit. That was a long shot. Now, I don't know if he heard the whistle and let up a bit on the shot or not. But if not, then he may...
That was clearly offside. You're right, Dan. It's a very good point. What can come out of this is getting Oban rattled.
He has had nothing but great success against Atlanta. That shot by Sylvester was a fortuitous bounce for Atlanta. Let's see.
It seems like a high-scoring game that's going to happen. Busick off the draw at center ice, fires in on Aubin from 75 feet. Now, Dominic Kelly gets stripped by Straka with Kovalev and Lang. Straka flying, looking for Lang. He can't lay the lumber down on it. On the near wall. Straka tries to pick it up. Instead, it's Gowalla to Audet on the right wing for Atlanta. Back to Gowalla. They turn it over. Look out here. Kovalev was breaking in. The puck comes to Rhodes, and he has to eat it up. 7:01 left in the first. It's still 2-1 Pittsburgh.
Well, they certainly were ready with the early shorthanded goal, followed by the Lang goal, Strachan and Lang, but Thrashers haven't played badly themselves.
Lang off the draw to Straka, near side on the wall. Back to Straka from Kasparaitis. A shot in front. Rhodes gloved it, but he had trouble with it. It bounced out originally. He had to double snag it.
And very fortunately was able to, because Lang was right there, John Kincaid.
Dan, your boys down at the cocktail lounge downstairs watching the game on the big screen want you and Pharrell to comment on the play of Peter Buzek since the All-Star game. They're wondering, is he hit a wall or something, maybe after, you know, not playing this many games in his career?
I think he has struggled since the All-Star game, except for the last game or two. I thought he used the body particularly well against Montreal. Peter's a big kid. He's very well built, very strong legs. If he uses the body, he's got good mobility, good offensive instincts. If he plays that well-rounded game and stays involved physically, he's very solid, as he was against Montreal, and so far tonight.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Stapleton out of his own end from the blue line. He'll fire, but it'll go off of Kasparaitis into the near corner. Right wing corner now, Denny Lambert. Battling with Kasparaitis in the Pittsburgh end. Lays it down for Stapleton in a 2-1 hockey game, Pittsburgh leading. Taken away by Robert Lang. Up to Straka, flying through center ice on the left wing for Pittsburgh. Tries to get help from Kasparaitis. Cross ice feed. Shot from Kovalev was just wide. Thrashers get it down ice.
Talk about design play and knowing where your wingers are going to be. Kasparaitis just threw that blindly across from the left point to the right side, and Kovalev was right there.
Oh, there's a sucker punch. Off he goes. That was not a wise move there. The whole thing just started with sticks in the air, and now Matt Johnson's going to sit because he threw a sucker punch.
Well, Kasparaitis can get under your skin, and Matt Johnson can't afford to be taking penalties
Didn't
like
he hit
that.
Treble?
Yeah, it started with Kasparaitis, yeah. And that got Matt all revved up. Treble, by the way, playing his first game since coming over from Anaheim. He was one of the deadline acquisitions. And the reason is Bobby Bugner is back in Nashville. His wife gave birth prematurely, and there are complications. So our thoughts are certainly with the Bugner family and our hopes that everybody's okay.
2-1 here with 6:15 left. They've taken... What are they doing? Are they discussing something? I don't understand what they're doing because they're not near the officials' bench, near the penalty box area. I know Johnson's going to sit, but now they've got it organized. I think they were over talking to the coaches.
13:45 is the time of the penalty roughing on Matt Johnson.
It's been a wild first period, 13-11 in shots in favor of the Penguins so far, and they have the lead, 2-1. Kovalev off the draw to Slager, over to Yager on the far wall in front of Kaberle. Down to Baranek, beneath the net, Radina back to Baranek. It comes to Yager on the far wall instead. It pops up in the air off of Garpenlov's skate, and away goes Whitey Stapleton through center ice, and he'll dump it down. 1:40 left on the minor to Matt Johnson. Kaberle and Tamer working with Gowalla and Audette, the four Thrashers on the ice. Radina taps it to Yager. Goes cross ice to Slager, top of the left circle, back over to Yager, shot, save Rhodes with the left shoulder. Baranek gets bumped, Audette tries to skate ahead, and does. Can he get something going with Gowalla? Sure enough. Gowalla at the right circle, goes cross ice, Kaberle a drive, loose, oh, it almost went in. The right post was the problem, it missed by an inch.
Went off Radina's skate and just missed going back into the Pittsburgh net.
Here's Slager through center ice. At the left point, he'll whip it around to the right side for Jaromir Jagr. Back from the thigh injury. A blood clot in there. He had surgery. He's amazing. Leads the league. Jagr, shot goes through. It's wide to the near wall. Left wing side, Yuri Slager. Taps it for Kovalev. Back over to Jagr. Schlager in the right circle. Down low for Radina. Tapped away by Maxim Galanov. Now Kovalev. Down into the left wing corner for Baranek. To Radina in the left faceoff circle. Lusik lost it, make it on Audette lost his skate. Kovalev over to the other side. A shot from Jagr, but a big save by Damian Rhodes.
That was a huge stop there. Odette had lost his stick and was out of the play. Essentially a 5-on-3 brewing, and the pass across to Jágr, and boy, Damian's gone left to right more than a platoon on the march in this first period.
Strog in deep on the left wing. Now a shot from Jágr again over at the right circle, and another road save, and Matt Johnson joins play out of the penalty box there at 5-on-5. 2-1 with 4:10 left in the first period. Puck at center ice, Straka ahead for Lang. He gets Steve Leach, but it's turned over to Donovan. He goes up ice to Johnson. Now he's got Andy Carlson with it, whipping it in behind Aubin in the Pittsburgh goal. Puck comes to the left wing corner. Carlson picks it up for Atlanta. 2-1 Penguins. He goes to the left point with it, Carlson. Back down the far board side, harassed by Steve Leach. Centered, Tremblay can't do anything because he's skating the wrong way. A shot in, taken away by Robert Lang. Turns it over to Busick at center ice. He'll whip it back in, but offside. Johnson was over the line. We'll take a break. It's 2-1 Penguins. A great first period. This is Atlanta Hockey on the Thrashers Radio Network. Pharrell with Dan Kamal and John Kincaid. I lost this section I'm looking for in 206. I could be wrong, but I don't even know. Who cares? Damian Rhodes looking to his left off the draw. The Thrashers pick up the loose puck into the near left wing corner. Ray Ferraro grinding down there. Tamer will pick it up for the Thrashers. Get it ahead to Andrew Brunette. He finds Coberle at the left point over the blue line down into the Pittsburgh end. Turns it over to center ice. He has to chase it back to his left. He gets it back up the wing to Brunette. He's hassled by Popovich. Now Ferraro with it on the backhand. He goes behind Aubin and the Pittsburgh goal. Out to center ice. Puck picked up there, and now Steve Leach on the left wing. Centered in front. It was Tyler Wright. Now you got a chance with Brunette firing it up through the logo. Turns it over. Matthew Barnaby tapped it. He ends up with it, turns it over again. Tyler Wright sends it through the neutral zone. Coberle near side for Tamer. In his own end, through center ice. Brunette couldn't handle it. Treble now gives it to Barnaby, gets tangled up with Audet. Gowalla picks up the loose puck, walks in, goes to the left circle, shoots Aubin, the easy save. He just read the angle and the move, Dan. Off the far wall now, Jágr couldn't pick it up. Radina goes over there. Thrashers down 2-1 with 2:10 left in the first period. Turnover here, nice play by Jágr to work the stick and get it free of Dama Kelly. That's how quick he is in his own end.
Yeah, it could have been a hook, but then again, it was Jaromir Jágr, though.
Yeah, icing on Pittsburgh. They'll bring it back in front of Aubin.
You know, as the puck rolls in on Aubin and he smothers for another faceoff, when we go to buildings and look at those old photos, like for example the Corral Center, you walk around that circle and you see every time there's a scrum, you see helmetless players, but the sticks are always down by the ice.
And so there was a respect factor.
Yeah.
Now there is none.
I really believe that.
I think the size of the players today, the speed and size contributes to a lot of it. And it's just such a physical game now. It was then. But they didn't have the size players and the speed either. They're twice as fast. It's a hitting game. Jágr for Hans Jansson. Here's Radina out of his own end to Baranek at the left point. He'll whip it in toward Damian Rhodes. Harlock to pick it up for Atlanta. They're down 2-1 to the Penguins with a minute 35 left in the first period. Shot through the crease for Jágr. Near side along the left wing wall. He'll pass it to Baranek. A shot goes up into the seats. It's 2-1 Pittsburgh.
Boy, it looks like fire drill down there, the way Pittsburgh works the puck down low. They just have so much skill, so much speed. And Herb Brooks, he is the North American author of this style of hockey. He's the guy that just was enamored by it when he was exposed to it in Europe, brought it to America, and all of a sudden the North American game became a blend of cycling and skating up the wing. Now it's, hop on the bike and start to cycle.
Robert Lang's going to take this draw. It's in the left faceoff circle in the Atlanta end to Damian Rhodes' right. And Stapleton wins the draw for Atlanta to Frank Coberle behind Rhodes in the Atlanta goal. Going left to right. Up to Tamer along the far boards. They try to get it to Ferraro. Instead, it's Denny Lambert, and offside whistled again.
You know how much I hate that play. It was Robert Lang who
set a pick.
But yeah, he just stood in the way of Ray Ferraro's attempt to get back onside. To me, that should be either an interference call or play should be allowed to continue.
Good point. Minute 13 left in the first. Stapleton gets it at the top of the left circle. A shot. Oh, Ban had trouble with it because it was so high near his head. Went off the glass. Strock into the right wing corner off the end boards. Over to Popovich. He gets hit. Ferraro tries to keep it in the zone with Stapleton, but it pops out to center ice. 45 seconds left in the period. Tamer avoids letting Straka strip him and walk in alone. Puck back in the Pittsburgh end. Cleared down ice. They were trying to feed it to somebody, but it was nobody. And this will be icing on Pittsburgh. Coverley will touch up with 33 seconds left. It's 2-1 Penguins.
Penguins have won only 10 games on the road this year. 24 losses and a tie also in their road stretch. But they've come out of the gate very, very well in this one. They've had a couple of days off. They actually got in Tuesday night and skated. I caught them yesterday in Duluth. They were out at the Thrashers practice facility. And then today here. And this is a team that, considering where we are in the season, pretty refreshed at this point.
Why?
Not many long-term injuries.
Why do you think it's so hard to win on the road in the NHL?
You know, it's not as hard this year. I saw a stat on that very recently where all of a sudden the numbers are better for road teams. Al McGinnis said the reason there's so many new arenas that you don't have that intimidation factor anymore of going into the old Odd in Buffalo or the Chicago, the state, was it Chicago Stadium?
Yeah.
Boston Garden.
The stadium on Madison Avenue. Puck at center ice, 20 seconds left in the period. Dumped into the left wing corner in the Atlanta, and Cabaret is there for the Thrashers. He turns it over to Tyler Wright. Steve Leach behind the net for Pittsburgh, digging with Cabaret. Carlson joins the fracas and picks it up for the Thrashers and skates up the left wing far boards over his own blue line. Ooh, and he just missed getting tattooed by Matthew Barnaby on the logo after the horn blows. It's 2-1 Pittsburgh. Now they want me to go do some, what is it? They're going to be swallowing what? Salamanders? Anchovies and salamander swallowing here.
That sounds
at the
pretty
headline
fishy.
Grill. I'm going to do the play-by-play. I'm going to watch some guy swallow salamanders. I'm big on that. So I'm going to let you take over, and hopefully everybody will enjoy.
Here we go. The second period is underway. And the Penguins lead by a goal. Stepping off the bench into the booth. Scott Furrow.
They had me at the sardine eating contest, and the camera guy didn't have enough cord, and they canceled the whole thing.
Oh, man.
2-1 Pittsburgh as we start the second period. Lang will tap it on the backhand. Take it away by the Thrashers. Audette busting a move. He gets rammed off by Straka. Along the far boards, Audette will tap it into the right wing corner. Popovich in deep for Pittsburgh. Dama Kelly couldn't grab it. Going the other way. It comes out to center ice. Once again, Straka ahead. This time picked by Dama Kelly onto the right wing. Skating ahead with Gawala. Gawala busts a move. Popovich is in his way. Kovalev the other way. Looking for Radina busting in. Oh, shot goes up into the seats. And there's that Radina Straka speed again. They did it in the first with the shorthanded goal. Straka on the backhander. And now Straka gets him the puck and he tries to do the number.
How about the longtime ex-Penguin, Chris Tamer, showing some speed of his own, much as he did against Sergei Berezin in Toronto a couple of games ago. Getting back in a hurry and diving. When you dive like that, you've got to get a piece of the puck. If you get a piece of the puck and knock the player down, that's fine.
You know, I just saw 40 Czechoslovakian kids eating sardines, and they all had big, huge Afro hairdos, and all of the women in their group were taking pictures with it. Pharrell. They had no idea who I was. They just were taking pictures and having a good time. Jágr off the draw, goes downtown. Oh, road slid across on Kasparaitis in the crease. Slager a drive into the right wing corner. Cabaret will snag it for Atlanta. 2-1 Penguins. Garpenlof off the near wall. Atlanta going right to left here. Now Radina tapping for Josef Baranek. Hassled, and Jágr will pick in and do his own number. In the slot, Jágr going to the left circle. Ooh, shot and the save. Radina cranked on Rhodes. Damian's seeing a lot better since getting burned on the shorty. Lang's goal was just pure beauty, Dan. Do you think
sure
he's sharper?
Was. I think he is. I think he's getting back into the game very well, and so have the Thrashers. They can get the equalizer here. I think we have a real solid game coming up.
Look out here, Radina between the circles, a big save, two of them in a row. Damian Rhodes came up big on Radina. He slid down between the circles, and a little wrister couldn't get it over the pad. Damian was in the splittage and saved the rest of it with the stick job. We're still 2-1.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Off the draw, Tremblay over to the far wall, getting some help from Dean Sylvester. They call him Sly. He had his 15th tonight. It's a long time coming into the left wing corner. Brunette digging. Puck comes free up to the blue line, kept in nicely by Tremblay on the backhand, down low for Bruno. Goes over to the right wing corner. Popovich is there. He'll grind it up the boards, but not out. Thrasher's trying to keep it in deep. Oh, shot up. Bam, got a piece of it. Ooh, the action. Steve Leach end to end. He winked at his brother as he went by. Jay Leach, the assistant of the Thrashers. Sylvester picks up the loose puck along the wall and gives it to the Razor. Ray Ferraro, he tries to tap it for Tremblay. Turns it over instead to Popovich. Puck right in front of the Pittsburgh bench. Now it's snagged by Sylvester. He's got some space. Ugh, shot goes seats into the left wing corner. 2-1 here.
And I like the idea. I like the idea. Pull the trigger. Pull the trigger. That's how Sylvester scored his 15th. In the first, 2.5 into this second period, Thrashers trailing by one. John Kincaid,
you know,
roaming.
Dan, this morning I asked Jay Leach which one of the brothers got all the hockey ability, and he said he got the looks while his brother got the skill and the brains.
Jory's out on that one.
Dan, I think it's really neat that tonight we're having, not only are we having the radio affiliate bash with all 20 stations here, but one of my old bosses, Bob Agnew from San Francisco, KNBR Radio, standing in the booth right now. Dan Kamal here.
Yeah,
and I used to drive this guy nuts.
We met when you were out fishing.
I made him drink scotch. I miss that city. It was a great town and a great station. In on a ban, a shot. Denny Lambert tried to redirect it into the right wing corner. Now Lambert digging down there with Moose Johnson. Johnson behind the Pittsburgh goal. He's a tough character to move out of the way. Tyler Wright trying his best, and he bangs him down on the ice. I think that had a lot more to do with losing his edge. A shot high into the near corner. Goes back behind the... And now they're going to split him up over there. Tyler Wright, you do not want to fight with Moose. You will have your face bashed in like no other. He gives up 8 inches to Matt Johnson, who gets real surly when people dance with him or any of his teammates.
You have to like the intensity of a Tyler Wright, though, and the willingness. He's got heart. He's not a big player, but he was riding the shuttle for quite some time. Now he's in Pittsburgh, and he has career highs, 12 goals, 9 assists. Doesn't sound like a lot, but he's doing it mostly on work ethic and the willingness to play in traffic, as he did just there.
You know, you could get a lot of tips from this guy on how to deal with me, Dan. See, because now he knows all the tricks.
Tips.
And he can help
you
out.
You gonna be here a month? Oh.
He can help you out with how to deal with my behavior and my behavioral
problems.
I'm
thinking 1 month, 24/7. I might get a hint.
Yager on the logo. Turns it over to Audette. Hey, at least I'm still married. He probably had an over-under on that.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to everybody. Slager up ahead.
If absence makes Rhodes the heart grow fonder, you guys will be in love for 100 years.
Rhodes got, I'm so shocked to see him that I almost had a stroke. At center ice now. Donna Kelly finding Harlock, but offside was Audette. So we're 4.5 minutes in to the second period. It's still 2-1 Pittsburgh. They had a short hitter and a lang goal. Sylvester is 15th at 8:24 of the first. Lots of shots, Dan, so far, I would think. 21-15 in favor of the Pens.
You know, we've talked a lot about the Thrashers and their transition game, and the flow is so much better the last couple of nights. I was talking to Nat Domenichelli about it, and you watch it. When the Thrashers gain possession in their own zone, instead of doing a lot of crisscrossing at center, they'll just station the wingers in their usual spot. Left winger stays up on the left side, right winger on the right side, and it's really simplified the breakout a lot, and I think it's done wonders for the Thrashers' ability to come out of their own end.
Radina and Carlson on the draw in the neutral zone, Dan. You know, between the sardines and the elevators, I'm just now
and
getting...
your eye surgery.
I'm just getting now
it's
back
been a full
into the
day
flow.
For you.
Dan, I'm just getting into the flow. And I saw our other boss, and I already made the excuses all for any lack of performance tonight. I blame everything on you and my eye doctor.
We have way too many bosses.
Kasparaitis with it behind Jean-Sebastien Aubin. Up to Yager, Schlager. Oh, he went for the lead pass to Varane. Tamer will play it nicely for Atlanta. Behind Damian Rhodes. Look out here, Varane busting free. He loses his stick, though. That's a problem. Yager picks it up. Look out here. He wraps. Shoots twice. And Rhodes stuffed him both times. Into the near corner. Yager picks it up again. Popovic keeps it into the point, but now turns it over to Kaberle, skating the other way with Carlson and Garpenlock. Look out here. Carlson in the slot, the wraparound chance. Garbanlov couldn't stuff it in. Donovan was flying behind the net. Garbanlov keeps it in, goes to the right point, but too far. Kaberle will get it into the neutral zone. 4.5 in, 2-1 Penguins. We're in the second period. Kovalev carries for Pittsburgh. Offside called there on Marty Straka. He had a couple of legs over. So 2-1 Pittsburgh.
Just a moment ago, we saw Yager. You know, his game isn't just finesse. It's a lot strength. When you see him up close, you realize a lot of that strength comes from the legs, but also he is very, I mean, his upper body strength is also something that's a factor, and it was there. I mean, he absolutely threw Cabrera to the side as he came around for the wraparound.
The couple things that I've noticed about him is his draw. He has a draw like Lemieux, a very long draw, so when he holds his stick out, it's like 16 feet from his body, right? And he has the strength, busting in as Kovalev on the right wing. Shot, save, Rhodes, it almost trickled in. Kovalev behind the net. Kaberle will whip it around to the near boards. He keeps it at anybody at length because he's so strong, Dan, and he can hold the puck on his body forever. And the other thing I've noticed about him is, with one hand, he can poke check a puck off of anyone. Like earlier in the first period when he popped the stick up.
That's strength.
And he can play defense and kill a power play with a shorthanded rush. He can pass better than anyone I've ever seen. And he can shoot and create better than anyone I've ever seen besides Mario.
How about that save by Damian Rhodes on Alexei Kovalev? And I got to talk to Yager for the first time today.
I mean, he really
on tape. Was the tape recorder going?
I don't think he's a Mario. I mean, Mario had such a great dynamic personality eventually in his career. Yager is fresh, but he plays hide and seek with the media. He lied to you for 3 games and then finally held to his word and did the interview. Ferraro behind the Pittsburgh net, getting grinded into the near corner. Matt Johnson will whip it back to the other side of the right wing far wall. Picked up there by Marty Straka. Now he turns it over to Mike Stapleton in front of the Thrasher bench. They whip it back into the left wing corner. Treble down there, snagging it for Kasparaitis up the wall to Straka. He'll skate with Kovalev and Lang. Lang on the right wing over the red line, over the blue line, busting a move to the outside on the wing. Treble inside the slot, a shot off the glass wide. Straka beneath the goal line into the left wing corner. Kovalev behind the net, tries to wrap. That's not going to work with Kaberle. Shot from Lang was an inch wide. I think Damian got a glove on it. Nice sit on Stapleton from Kasparaitis. Tries to find the man. Treble at the top of the slot, but it went too far. Physical checking line out there, Dan, doing the job for the Thrashers.
I think Moose may have hit Kasparaitis after he hit Stapleton, and Kasparaitis slow getting off the ice.
Puck in the neutral zone. It's 2-1 Pittsburgh. Falloon got it ahead. Morozov in the right circle. Busted a move. Centering for Falloon. Oh, what a shot. Top shelf. 3-1 Pittsburgh. Morozov got the feet across the doorstep, and he popped it up top to get Graham out of the chair. That, Dan Kamal, was a beautiful feed and a great finish.
Falloon had the step on Peter Buzek. Buzek's got to make that play, it appears, from here defensively, but he wasn't quite able to keep pace with Falloon. Pass came across from Morozov with Buzek in hot pursuit of Pat Falloon. But he wasn't quite able to tie him up. And Falloon deflects it up top at 5:57 of this second period. And that's a big goal potentially for Pittsburgh.
His ninth goal of the season. Off the draw, the puck into the left wing end in Atlanta's zone. Barnaby will tap it ahead. Look out here. A shot blocked by Gowala over to the near right wing corner. There's a stick up on Busek. Penalty coming up on Pittsburgh. Donna Kelly will skate the other way on the left wing, trying to create something before the whistle. Down deep, it'll get the whistle, the touch. 3-1 Pittsburgh, 13:39 left in the second. This is Atlanta Hockey on the Thrashers Radio Network. Up the right point, Kaberle couldn't keep it in. Look out here for the speed of Straka. He gets it onto the left wing, but Kaberle plays the body so well, he wouldn't let him get around him. Thrashers on the power play.
Double minor for the high stick, by the way.
They drew blood. Kaberle right point. He's got Tromblay down low. Look out here, shot, Obama save. Puck goes in behind the net. Slager bangs. Picked up in front. Gowala missed it by an inch. The left post. Oh, what a chance. Gowala into the right wing corner. Up to Kaberle at the right point. Top of the slot. He holds it. Eyes it. Flies it. Goes the other way to Gowala. Gawala, a chance. Down goes Kasparaitis. I guess he's not hurt. Kaberle, top of the slot. He's got Audet, Tremblay, and everybody in on it. Audet in the circle. Tremblay, left point, top of the slot. Goes back over Kaberle. Shot. Auban, a stick save. And it'll go back up to the right point to Kaberle. He almost loses it at the blue line. Back this way to Tremblay. A shot. Auban gloves it. 2:58 left on the double minor to Steve Leach. The Thrashers with a huge opportunity here, Dan, that they really have to take advantage of, wouldn't you think, down 3-1?
They certainly do. This Pittsburgh team, dynamic offensively, but they are giving up chances in their own zone. This is a wide-open game. This is not your defensive clinic out here, not by any stretch. So, yeah, I think the Thrashers with a goal are still very much in this game, John Kincaid.
Dan, the Thrashers actually on a pace right now to eclipse the 49 shots they gave up on Wednesday night. Kurt Frazier was very worried about that. He felt that if they gave up that many opportunities, the Penguins would have 10 goals.
Well, you may question the first one, but I think Damian's been outstanding since. Those last two goals, extremely tough to stop.
Baranek cleared it for Pittsburgh. Galan off behind Damian Rhodes, and he'll carry it up ice. 2:45 left in the double minor. Ferraro on the left wing, over the blue line. He's got Sylvester ahead of him. Turns it over. Look out here. Baranek going the other way, but Stapleton will rub off that chance. And Baranek will hold it in the neutral zone with some help from Kovalev. He turns it over to Stapleton. 2:25 left. Stapleton shoots it into the left wing corner. Ferraro picks it up in the left circle. Goes across ice for Stapleton. And it was ahead of him, and he couldn't pick it up. He keeps it in at the right point, but turns it over, and Pittsburgh clears. I'm Stapleton. I shoot that puck on goal instead of into the left wing corner.
He was looking for a design play there, trying to bank it off the boards to either Brunette or Ferraro. Ferraro was able to pick it up, but by that time, the traffic had snarled on the connector leading to the goal.
You need eyes on the goal. And speaking of eyes, my laser surgery doctor's in the house now. He drilled me good, and he's got me styling. I'm already getting a lot of response from all the ladies at the arena. They're like, Pharrell, we love you without glasses. You've got the look. You got the style. You got the vig. You can tell he's a leader of men.
Speaking of the vig, the Thrashers picked up a free agent by the name of J.P. Vigier, a winger from North Michigan University.
Tremblay, a drive shot, score. Oh, Tremblay off of the faceoff. A power play goal makes it 3-2, and they're back within a goal, and Tremblay remains hot, Dan.
That's his third goal in five games, and that is absolutely correct. This one comes at 8:09, and Tremblay getting pretty proficient at that, but everything has to go right. You win the draw, you set up the shot, and he kept it low, kept it on target. And the Thrashers right now refusing to go away in this game, much to the delight of a record crowd of 18,727.
Off the faceoff, Dan, and we've seen it so many times. How many times have we seen Stapleton crank? You gotta shoot it on, and Tremblay did just that. That's the second one-timer I've seen him have in a week. He scored the other one in Toronto, where he just had a perfect shot on instead of a wide shot. He's certainly getting better in practice at one-timers.
His 10th goal of the year. I mean, that's great production from the kid from the back line, a double-digit goal-scoring season.
I told you there was going to be a lot of goals in this game. I could feel it. Two goals disallowed. No, the Kamalian is psychic. I'm merely smelling goals tonight because of the disallowed goals and the number of chances and the number of shots. It's a productive night for both teams.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.